Welcome to the lecture. Again, I'm substituting for Professor Rischke, and I will give you the attendance sheet. So the last time we discussed neutral scalar fields, and we calculated the partition function, and the pressure, and the entropy density, and the energy density, and so on. And today, we will do the same, but for charged scalar fields. And we will see that charged scalar fields also have the possibility to Bose condense. So we will study Bose condensation for charged, Bose-Einstein condensation for charged scalar fields. So I will skip the summary of the last part because we are switching the topic now to charged scalar fields. And we will start with the Lagrangian density. So the chapter should be 3.3, charged scalar fields. And in particular, we will study Bose-Einstein condensation. So we start from the Lagrangian of these charged scalar fields, which is the following. We have the space-time derivative of this complex conjugate scalar field, and then the other derivative of the standard field minus the mass term in this form. And of course, well, I should define what these capital phis are. So this complex field, you can also write as a combination of real fields with a square root of 1/2, and then you have phi 1 plus I times phi 2, and phi 1 and phi 2 are real. Okay. And then you can, of course, insert this decomposition into the Lagrangian. And then this looks very similar to what we have seen last time. So you can then write this as a combination of real fields. So kinetic term for phi 1, first we finish phi 1, then we have phi 2. And then we have the mass terms for both fields, m squared phi 1 squared minus m squared phi 2 squared. Okay, so this looks exactly the same as before for the standard scalar field. Now we have two of them. So this complex field corresponds to bosons of positive and negative charge. And this Lagrangian corresponds also to two neutral scalar fields, okay? And then we realize that there is a symmetry. The Lagrangian is invariant under a certain symmetry. Lagrangian is invariant under a global U1 transformation. Okay, so this is a global symmetry, and I can write it here. it looks like this. You can transform this complex field by multiplying a phase vector. So I can write this as e to the power of e times alpha times the field. And if you do this, the Lagrangian will not change. So this Lagrangian is invariant under such a symmetry, under such a transformation. And of course, by Noether's theorem, you know that if there is such a global continuous symmetry, there will be a conserved current associated to this symmetry. And then there is also a conserved charge. So let's first find this Noether current, which I think you have seen in some previous lectures how to calculate this. So I will leave it as an exercise. But you should find this conserved Noether current, which is I times, and you have this complex conjugate field, the derivative of the standard field, and then minus the derivative of the complex conjugate times phi. So this is the Noether current. And of course, you can also insert this decomposition again. And then this will be phi 2 times the derivative of phi 1 minus phi 1 times the derivative of phi 2. Okay? Yeah. And then you can also find the conserved charge. Which we can write as Q, and this will just be the space integral over this zero component of the Noether current, and this will then be the charge, the conserved charge in this theory. Okay, so then our goal will be to calculate the partition function again and also calculate the charge density, which will lead us to this Bose-Einstein condensation. So first, we need the Hamiltonian density to calculate this partition function, or at least write it down. So I will start by defining the canonically conjugate fields to get to the Hamiltonian. So the canonically conjugate fields are the following. You have pi 1 which you can get from the derivative of the Lagrangian with respect to the time derivative of the field. There is a phi 1 dot, and you have pi 2, which is the derivative of the Lagrangian with respect to the other field, and its time derivative. Okay, and well, we can calculate this. This should be phi 1 dot, and this should be phi 2 dot. Okay, so these are the canonically conjugate fields. And then you could, of course, also write down the zero component of this conserved current in terms of these fields. So if you look at the zero component, you have the time derivative of the field. So you could also write the zero component like this. This would be phi 2 times the time derivative of phi 1 minus phi 1 times the time derivative of phi 2. And then if you use these canonically conjugate fields, this would be phi 2 pi 1 minus phi 1 pi 2. Okay? Yeah. Now we can write down the Hamilton density. So this is H0, which is defined by pi 1 times phi 1 dot plus pi 2 phi 2 dot minus the Lagrangian density. And here we use these complex conjugate notation, no, the canonically conjugate fields. And then we have 1/2 times the kinetic terms, so pi 1 squared, pi 2 squared, and spatial derivatives, phi 1, and the same for phi 2. And then the mass terms. Okay. Yeah, and now we can write down the partition function. So this, there is again some normalization factor. As usual, we have a integration over periodic fields. So as before, for the scalar fields, this would be an integration over periodic fields. And then we have these functional integrations over the fields pi 1, pi 2, and then also over phi 1. And phi 2. And then we have the exponential function. And the space-time integral over the fields in this combination. So pi 1 times phi 1 dot. Now it gets a bit confusing because this dot is a different dot. So here we are switching to this tau. So what I mean by this dot is the derivative of phi 1 with respect to tau. Okay. So this is not the t we had before. This is this 1 over temperature coordinate. And then we have pi 2. Times phi 2 dot, and then we have to insert this Lagrangian, the Hamiltonian, and we have this additional term for a non-vanishing mu with this conserved zero component of the current. And then we just have to insert the Hamiltonian here. So there are several terms, and well, I will just focus on this term here. Okay. So let me write this as here as x, which we have here in the exponent. including this integral. So this would be the integral, spacetime integral over x. And then we have to write down all these terms which appear. So there's a pi 1 times phi 1 dot, a pi 2 times phi 2 dot, minus 1 half pi 1 squared, and the minus 1 half pi 2 squared. Then we have these spatial derivatives. So minus 1 half, then the space derivative of phi 1 squared, the same for phi 2. And the mass terms, well, they have the same mass, yes. So m squared times phi 1 squared plus m squared phi 2 squared. And then we have this term with mu, the chemical potential, which is mu times phi 2 times pi 1 minus phi 1 times pi 2. Okay. Then we can rearrange this a bit. In a clever way, so we can in the end make some substitutions of shifted fields again. So let me write this as minus 1 half. Then I will summarize, put together these terms, pi 1 squared minus 2 pi 1 phi 1 dot, and one term with the chemical potential, minus 2 times mu pi 1 phi 2. Yes. Then another term similar to this one, minus 1 half pi 2 squared minus 2 pi 2 times phi 2 dot. And again, this chemical potential term plus 2 times mu times pi 2 times phi 1. And then we still have these spatial derivatives. So minus 1 half derivative of phi 1 times derivative of phi 1. The same for phi 2. And the mass terms. Okay. And then there is one last step. We can then write this, and I'm focusing on this first term here, which we can still simplify a bit. So this I can write as minus 1 half times pi 1 minus phi 1 dot minus mu times phi 2. And then I square this. And the same I can do for the other term, but first I have to subtract something which I introduced. So there is a mu squared term now, which we didn't have before. So I have to subtract this. And I will do it in this form. So there is a 1 half times phi 1 dot plus mu phi 2 squared. So then these mu squared terms cancel. And the same I can do for the second term here. So minus 1/2 times pi 2 minus phi 2 dot plus mu phi 1 squared. And then the same term is here, plus 1/2 times phi 2 dot minus mu phi 1 squared. Okay, so you can check this as an exercise. And then the idea, of course, is again that we introduce some shifted field. So this will be pi 1 prime, and this will be a pi 2 prime. Okay? And then this will be, in the end, a Gaussian integration, and we can make a number out of this and put it in front of the integral. Okay, so then we have these Gaussian integrals. Over these new shifted fields, pi 1 prime and pi 2 prime. Which we can perform, and then we will get the following for this partition function. So I will put all these numbers from the Gaussian integrals in this normalization factor here, and then we still have the integration, the periodic integration over these fields phi 1 and phi 2. And in the exponential function, we still have this integral over x, capital X. And then we have the kinetic term of these fields, so phi 1 dot squared plus 1/2 phi 2 dot squared minus the spatial derivatives of phi 1 squared and phi 2 squared and then we have this mass term and the chemical potential term. And finally, a term with mu times phi 2 phi 1 dot minus phi 1 phi 2 dot. Okay. And now there are some remarks. the first remark is that we could also write this in a different way by making use of a covariant derivative. So if you look at this closely, you will see that you could also write it. So this is remark one. First, you see that this is basically the Lagrangian, which you have here, plus a term mu times this zero component of the conserved Noether current. But you have to shift the mass by this chemical potential. Okay, so this is like the standard mass term. It's like the same what you have in L0 in the standard Lagrangian. But you have to shift the mass by this mu squared. So m squared goes to m squared minus mu squared. But otherwise, it is exactly the same as this one here. And this you can also write as a covariant derivative in this form. So this would be the zero component derivative plus I, the chemical potential, times this complex conjugate field, times the derivative minus I mu, times the field, the complex field phi, and then these standard terms, derivative of the complex conjugate field, times space derivative of the standard field minus the mass term. Okay. And this looks very much like a covariant derivative, which I guess you have seen before. So let's write this down. This looks like the time component. So it's just a zero component here. The time component of a covariant derivative which would be capital D mu is derivative mu plus E, I times E and A mu. This would be kind of a gauge field. So this A mu acts like a gauge field. Which would be E times A mu defined by minus mu in the zero component and then zero in the spatial components. Or if you want to write this in form of a matrix with the metric tensor, you could write it as minus G mu zero times mu. So this is a nice way to write this, and also a nice way to introduce a chemical potential into your theory. So this, at some point, becomes a standard way to introduce the chemical potential. And then you could write this expression you have in the exponent, so this Lagrangian plus mu times the time component of this conserved current, you could write in terms of this covariant derivative by writing d mu phi complex conjugate times d mu phi and then minus the mass term. Okay, so that's the first remark. And the second remark is that there is a special case if m equals mu. So if m equals mu, this new effective mass, the shifted mass, will be zero. So this is interesting. If mu equals m, the field becomes, or the fields, there are two fields, two real fields, the fields become massless. And this will give us the possibility to get Bose-Einstein condensation in the end. So if this new field is massless, it will be possible to have condensation in the ground state. So this would be the state with zero energy and momentum. Should be an end. Zero energy and momentum. And this will then, as we will see in the following, lead us to Bose-Einstein condensation. Yeah.
What happens if the chemical potential is larger? Do we get tachyonic modes?
We will discuss it in a bit. Not too much, but a bit. In principle, you will not be able to solve this partition function in certain cases. Okay. We will see. So let's calculate this partition function. And first, we use the usual trick. So we make a Fourier decomposition of the fields. So we write phi 1 as a function of this capital X coordinate in this way, which is a bit different than what we had before, but I will explain. So we write the zero component of this Fourier sum. We write out of the sum in this way. So this is the zero component of the sum, square root of 2 times rho times cosine of theta. And then we have the rest of this Fourier decomposition with the usual normalization factor, 1 over square root of t times the volume, and then the sum. But in this sum, I now exclude the zero component because I write it in this form. And then I have e to the minus I k times x and these dimensionless fields, phi 1 twiddle. And the same we can do for phi 2. And here I choose to write it as square root of 2 times rho times the sine of theta. And then do we have the same normalization factor here? Yeah, okay. And also here I exclude the zero component. And then we have e to the minus ikx times phi 2 twiddle of k. Of course, this will have something to do with the Bose-Einstein condensation in the end, that we have to write this in this form to see it more clearly. But of course, this is a choice, how I write this zero component. And then, for example, the expectation value of this complex field will be expressed in terms of this rho here. So this would be 1 over square root of 2. And then the expectation value of phi 1 plus I times phi 2. And if you insert this decomposition, this would be rho times e to the I, expectation value of e to the I theta. And then I choose the expectation value to be 0. So this would be rho for the choice. For the choice that the expectation value of this theta is 0. This is just a remark. But now we want to insert this decomposition into the partition function here, or into the action, which is in the exponent. So let me write down the action. Which we have here. So this is the integral over x over the Lagrangian times mu plus mu times this zero component of this conserved current. Okay, now there will be many terms in this expression. Let's see what we have. So first, if we insert this decomposition, we have this kinetic term, so a derivative squared. This would give us a double sum and a double normalization factor, so 1 over t times the volume. Then we have a double sum over the momenta k and q, where I exclude the zero component. And then we have two exponential factors, so e to the minus I k plus q times x. Then we have the momenta, which come from the derivative, so 1/2 minus k times q, the two momenta from the exponential functions. And we also have the mass term, so I write the mass term here because I also have this double sum for the mass term. So then the mass term is minus m squared minus mu squared. And then we have these dimensionless fields, phi 1 twiddle k, phi 1 twiddle q, plus phi 2 twiddle k and phi 2 q. Okay. Then we have another term for the source term here, so mu times this conserved current zero component. So this would be minus mu times I k zero and phi one twiddle k and phi two q minus phi one q and phi two k. Okay. But that's just the first part. Then we have to write down the mass term from the Lagrangian. This shifted mass, which only contains either this row or a single sum. So then we have minus m squared minus mu squared divided by 2. And then we have to collect all these terms. So we have 2 rho squared cosine squared. So this is when you multiply 2 times phi 1. And then we have 2 times square root of 2 rho cosine of theta, 1 over square root of temperature times volume. And then we have a single sum over k, excluding the zero mode, and e to the minus I kx times phi 1 twiddle k. And then we have, I hope I can finish this, the same for the sine and the phi 2 field. So 2 rho squared sine squared of theta plus 2 times square root of 2 times rho times the sine of theta, 1 over square root temperature times volume, and then another sum over k, excluding the zero mode, e to the minus I kx times phi 2 k. Okay, but we are still missing another term, which is again from this part. So there is a mu times j0. If you insert this decomposition, you will find this term, which we are still missing, square root of 2 times rho sine of theta one over square root of t times the volume. Then we have this sum, excluding zero again, e to the minus I kx. Then there is a minus I, a k zero. So this comes from this time derivative, which is in j zero. And then phi one twiddle k. And finally, the same for phi 2. So minus square root of 2 rho cosine theta, 1 over square root of t times volume, and the sum over k, excluding 0, of e to the minus I kx times minus I times k0 and phi 2 twiddle k. Okay, that should be all of the terms. You can check this. And I think we will take a break for 10 minutes.